I think something else that we saw in this forum on Friday that was different than what we saw in the Senate primaries, at least on the Democratic side, is Bozeman and Lincoln seemed to kind of like each other. And there wasn't really any bitterness in any of their punches towards each other or counterpunches. They seemed to be pretty collegial.
Yeah, Lincoln, even in her opening statement, you know, before, you know, going after Bozeman aggressively on a number of issues, you know, said that she considers Bozeman a very nice guy. You know, Bozeman made jokes about Lincoln and, you know, the different dressing rooms they had. So it's a lot more collegial of an atmosphere than what we saw in the primary, where you saw, you know, bailout Blanche versus dollar bill Halter. You're not going to see those names, at least right now, we're not seeing those names being thrown about. But you are seeing Lincoln go very aggressively, but be very careful to say, I like this guy, but here's where I disagree with him.
Yeah, we have some very disagreeable policies on moving forward. Let's talk about some of those things that she brought up and that Bozeman brought up. Let's start with Lincoln first. She mentioned Social Security and the attempts to privatize it, which were earlier this decade. John Bozeman had supported that at the time. He had a very different position in Friday's debate in terms of where he stood on Social Security.
Well, one of the things he said, you know, Lincoln, you know, had said that Bozeman supports privatization of Social Security. Bozeman has been open to the idea of private accounts for people to invest the Social Security taxes in. Bozeman today focused a lot more on cuts of benefits. He basically said, over my dead body, will there be a cut in benefits for those who are retired and those who are about to retire? One thing Bozeman has also said recently in interviews is that he's opened the idea of private accounts, you know, for people in their 20s and their 30s. You know, he says that there needs to be some discussion about Social Security and about keeping it viable in the future. Lincoln's focusing a lot on that. Bozeman's trying to dismiss it as, you know, the same old tired stuff he heard in 01 when he won a special election for his House seat.
Bozeman and the Republicans countered on Lincoln today, too, in talking about the health care vote and Obamacare, as they call it. Basically, Lincoln kind of left a little opening in the forum on Friday, talking about how there were some things that needed to be changed in the health care bill, and she signed on to some of those changes. Republicans immediately pounced on that as an opportunity, kind of give a lay of the land as to what they said and kind of how they're going to capitalize or try to capitalize on that.
Well, and Lincoln's in a very precarious position right now with health care. She basically has to balance out the fact that she voted for health care, but there are also some things that she said that she has problems with it on. You have to remember that's one of the things that got her in trouble in the primary, is the fact that she voted for the health care overhaul but against the reconciliation bill. You know, she made the statement today, this bill is not perfect, but it gets us on the path of where we need to be. So she's in the position of defending the health care bill, but also saying that it needs to be improved. That's something that, you know, Bozeman Republicans are going to jump on and saying, well, if it caused these problems, why did you vote for it to begin with?
Yeah, this will be a big issue in the fall going into this November election. Lincoln said today, too, that the health care reform was good for rural Arkansas. John Bozeman said it's bad for rural Arkansas. Who are we to believe, Andrew? Come on. Where's the truth?
We're going to hear two versions of the truth throughout the fall on this. You know, Bozeman's favorite line about health care is referring to it as a job killer. You know, one of the things that he points out is, you know, $500 billion in costs and cuts to Medicare that he says comes out of it. Lincoln points out reports that she says shows healthcare helps with Medicare solvency. So healthcare is definitely going to be a big issue. And it's like I said before, Bozeman's almost running as much against the healthcare bill as he is against Lincoln, and that's been the issue that's really been tied to her, struggling in this election.
Earmarks, another big point of discussion and disagreement. Lincoln has said that the process is transparent, it is open, and made no bones about the fact that she is going to try to bring as much money to Arkansas from the federal government as she possibly can. Bozeman, a completely different tact. I mean, basically says we've got to tighten our belt, we've got to get a grip on where the country is spending money, earmarks in particular, even though he's supported them in the past. So how do you see that playing out as their political strategies, and which one do you kind of think maybe has the upper hand with the mood of the electorate right now?
And this is probably one of the most interesting parts of the debate today, is because it's a debate where both of them are in a very interesting position. You know, you've got an anti-incumbent, anti-establishment atmosphere where you'd think that arguing for earmarks, which a lot of people try to portray as, you know, pork, as the dirty side of Washington, you know, Lincoln's defending that. And basically saying that, you know, earmarks help smaller rural states like Arkansas. She called them the great equalizer today. Bozeman, signed on to a moratorium on earmarks, and he also was kind of in a very careful position of saying that they need to figure out what an earmark is. So he wasn't saying that all earmarks are bad, but until they get a handle on the budget situation and a handle on what's a good earmark, what's a bad earmark, there shouldn't be any. Lincoln, has pointed to, his past on it. It's basically said this is, an election year conversion for him right now. And so it's kind of an interesting position to see, which one comes out, because it both puts them in a difficult position, because Bozeman at other times during this debate was also talking about ways that he wanted to get funding to the counties and help with the counties. But balancing that out with being opposed to earmarks is, careful balancing act.
So you, from what we've seen so far, and this is really kind of the first face-to-face engagement that we've seen with them, give me the motto for the Lincoln campaign going into the fall. What is the motto for the Bozeman campaign going in the fall, if you had to write one for them?
I wouldn't have to write Lincoln's because she's been using it already. It's her motto has basically been she's got the clout to bring things home to Arkansas. Bozeman's motto, I would say right now, is that he's not aligned with the Obama administration. He's focusing more on Obama because he sees the numbers and he sees the low popularity here, and he knows that people will link that to Lincoln as much as possible.
Let's shift a little bit here, talk briefly about the Arkansas governor's race. It heated up a little bit earlier in the week in that Jim Keat launched his first television ad, not a real strong media buy, at least not at this point in time, but he did get up on TV with a message that basically said he wanted to fight for creating jobs and to eliminate waste in state government. Mike Beebe got a bit defensive about that. I mean, you actually saw him come out swinging. His campaign came out swinging in response to some of the claims that Jim Keat made. Were you surprised to finally see this higher level engagement between the two?
Not that surprised. Beebe had told me in an interview a couple weeks ago for my column that, it was going to get to a point where he was going to have to start responding to some of these charges and some of these pushes from Keat. Keat's basically been having weekly press conferences focusing on different issues. At first he'd focused a lot on federal issues. He's been focusing more on things like personal use of state vehicles, the state police airplane used by the governor. He's been bringing up more and more state issues. This past week he was trying to question Beebe's record on jobs and on education, which basically kind of boiled down to both of them trying to argue their own numbers. And Beebe has started engaging a little bit more, and I think that's something we are going to see a lot more of, especially with Keat on the air now with ads.
And Mike Beebe with $3 million cash on hand. Before we go here, let's make a couple of political predictions. If you had to put something on the table today, something for folks to pay attention to, look for in the near future, what would it be?
I think the best prediction right now is you're going to see Beebe over the next few weeks leading up to Labor Day and after Labor Day getting more into campaign mode, pushing out his message more, not reacting to Keat as much as he has been, and really responding even more forcefully like we saw this past week.
My prediction is that in the U.S. Senate race, we have not seen the defining issue of the race for the fall yet, so we'll keep our eyes on that.